This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. 41 bridges swept away by floods and physical damage exceeds 100 million rupees. Parliamentarians draw attention towards the issues of flood in the House of Representatives meeting today. And school shut and university exam postpones in Mumbai amid heavy rainfalls. Now the news in detail. 78 people have lost their lives so far in disaster incidents as flood and landslides triggered by continuous rain in various parts of the country, while the physical loss due to this is more than 100 million rupees. Similarly, according to the police headquarters, 90 people have been injured and 5 have gone missing so far due to the flooding and landslides that occurred in various parts of the country from June 10th till this morning. 381 cattle have lost lives and 595 houses have been displaced due to the incidents. 5,041 police personnel have been mobilized for disaster management during this period. 41 bridges have been swept away. Likewise, 161 houses have been submerged and 116 ropes of land has been buried by debris. The police headquarters stated that 1,028 disaster-related incidents have occurred due to the insistent rains resulting in losses equivalent to 100 million rupees. On the other hand, the Araniko Highway has been obstructed due to a landslide that occurred at Panchkal on Monday night. Deputy Superintendent of Police Rajkumar Shrestha stated that the continuous landslide has created difficulty to clear the debris. The road has been blocked, causing a complete halt in vehicular movement. Light vehicles have been suggested for alternative routes. Likewise, the Tharandhankota road has been obstructed due to landslide and flood following incessant rainfall. Spokesperson at the District Police Office Tharandhankota Raj Babu Maharajan shared that vehicular movement was obstructed from this morning due to landslide occurred at Tharandhankota. The parliamentarians drew the attention of the government towards current affairs of the country. In today's meeting of the House of Representatives, the parliamentarians drew the government attention to huge loss of human wealth due to floods in various parts of the country and stressed the need for timely relief and compensation. The parliamentarians pointed out that the agricultural land in different districts of Tarai is getting flooded every year due to the failure to protect the Turai, and if not protected in time, the cultivated land may turn into a desert. The parliamentarians also drew the attention of the government to inform the essential services such as telecommunication services, drinking water, roads, etc., which have been disrupted due to rain. In today's meeting, there is an agenda of presentation of the 5th annual report of the Thorough Commission 2024-25 by Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal. In the same meeting, there is an agenda for presenting proposals by Finance Minister Barshamon Pun that the National Assembly should consider the Secure Transactions First Amendment Bill 2024-25 and send the Water Resources Bill 2024-25 by Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Minister Shakti Bahadur Basnet to the relevant committee for quarterly discussions. The border security discussions have been held between Nepal and India Armed Police Force at Chapa. The District Administration Office Chapa organized a meeting of the Indo-Nepal Border Coordinator Committee. In the meeting, disaster management, border crime, drug control and identification of criminal shelters, human trafficking, illegal migration across borders, illegal smuggling and other contemporary issues were discussed. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Schools and other educational institutions in and around India's financial capital, Mumbai, were closed and university examinations were postponed on Tuesday in view of heavy rains over the past 20 hours, throwing normal life out of gear. Trains and flight services were also hit adversely. Severe water logging was witnessed in various areas after the city recorded over 300 mm of rainfall at various places in 6 hours, beginning 1 p.m. on Monday. In a bid to ensure safety and security of the people, teams of the National Disaster Response Force were deployed in several areas in and around Mumbai, and people stuck in low-lying areas were shifted to safer places. In a weather forecast, the India Meteorological Department stated that heavy rains would continue in Mumbai and other parts of the Maharashtra state for the next couple of days. Australia has appointed a special envoy to combat anti-Semitism and preserve social cohesion amid rising community tension over the Israel-Gaza war. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced lawyer and businesswoman Zillian Segal would consult with community leaders and discrimination experts to advise the government. According to BBC, Prime Minister Albanese added that a special envoy for addressing Islam obsession will also be appointed very soon. The ongoing conflict in the Middle East has become a volatile political issue in Australia. It has resulted in protests from both Shivas and Muslim communities, as well as a sharp uptick in Islamophobia and anti-Semitism. The Israeli military launched a campaign to destroy the Hamas group which runs Gaza in response to an unprecedented attack on southern Israel on 7th October, during which about 1,200 people were killed and 251 others were taken hostage. This week's NATO summit in Washington offers Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky an opportunity to push Kyiv's supporters for additional batteries to protect against Russian strikes. President Zelensky will attend the summit, which marks the 75th anniversary of the Transatlantic Alliance. It will bring together leaders of countries that have provided Kyiv with tens of billions of dollars in military aid to help it counter Russia's invasion. On the other hand, a day of mourning is being observed in Ukraine after one of the worst waves of Russian missile strikes in months, with at least 41 people killed and 166 injured. The main children's hospital in the capital, Kyiv, was among buildings hit in cities across the country on Monday. NASA's CubeSat radio interferometry experiment Curie is set to launch on Tuesday to explore the origins of radio waves from the Sun, which is one of the key drivers of space weather. Curie will lift off a broad and Ariane 6 rocket of the European Space Agency, ESA, from Guiana Space Center in Kourou, French Guiana, and fly at an altitude of 360 miles above Earth's surface. By using radio interferometry, the mission aims to study radio burst emissions from solar eruptions, such as flares and coronal mass ejections in the inner heliosphere. These events drive space weather, increasing auroral activity and geomagnetic effects on Earth. According to NASA, during the solar radio wave research, Curie will use a technique called low-frequency radio interferometry, which has never been used in space before. A senior Hamas official said on Monday that Hamas has dealt positively and flexibly with the Gaza ceasefire proposal, and it is up to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to make the next move. A Hamas political bureau member, Hussein Burden, states that if the U.S. administration wants to end the war, it should pressure Netanyahu to reach a ceasefire. Burden also said that the Palestinian people are victims in this conflict, while the Israeli army hides behind false claims of victimhood. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Lumbini province and at one or two places of rest of the country, whereas there are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Madhes and Gandaki province, and the department has asked to be on high alert till noon today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 41 bridges swept away by floods and physical damage exceeds 100 million rupees. Parliamentarians draw attention towards the issues of flood in the House of Representatives meeting today. And schools shut and university exam postpones in Mumbai amid heavy rains. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.